What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Manny T.
Hey, we got to do it this time. Yeah. Okay. Dude, he was all sad last time. We had to make up for it.
I really was.
Man. So we have some special guests here today, man. Some friends of ours. This has been a long time coming. And I mean, when I say long time coming, about 6 years now. I think I was trying to get you guys to come on this podcast about, 2019. But there's always been a distraction. One, when I was trying to get y'all, this wasn't a wrestling podcast. Second, over the year, I just wanted to get y'all on just to get y'all on. But now it seems like the time is finally right. We're here. It's WrestleMania weekend. And I'm happy to bring two of my good friends on here, man. Y'all know them from downstate. I have Zach Call and I got Sean Aretta here.
Let's go. Hey. What up?
Like I said, it's been a long time coming, so I'm happy long to have time. Y'all here, man. And let's just talk the shit today, man. Let's have some fun with this podcast, man. So, first off, man, how y'all doing, man?
Doing good.
I just bought some new luggage. Going to Philly tomorrow.
Let's go. Yeah.
Thanks for bragging about that, Zach. Thanks.
Pack my luggage.
That's just going my to Philly spring tomorrow. Break, though. We're just going for vacation. Nothing important going on there.
I could go.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a tender subject for Drew right now. I don't know if he's let that go yet.
Why can't you go?
Time out. It's been a lot of things with this. Like, all right, so I know y'all going. But then Dedrick hit us with some information like a week or two ago. Like, me and Manny's like what the fuck? Like, we were supposed to go out to Stand and Deliver. Yeah. We just couldn't make it happen. Everybody's schedules.
I ain't going by myself. That's why I hit Zach up. I hit Zach up randomly. Was like, hey, how y'all going? He said, flying. I was like, well, there goes that idea.
You driving out?
I was going to. That's a long drive by myself.
Yeah.
So, like, that changed my mind real quick. So but we ain't going to make it this time.
Was that actually happening at midnight, or are they filming it and like, early in the day, and then...
It's early in the day. It starts at 11:30.
Okay, yeah, because everything I keep seeing is it's midnight after SmackDown Friday night, and that's...
I think that's the Wale Mania.
Yeah.
That's Wale Mania. That's, like, the big concert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That starts at midnight?
Yeah, it starts at midnight. Friday night.
Yeah.
That's going to be huge. I think that was what Drew was trying to go to, that big Wale Mania concert to everybody.
It's like, well, where everybody do the, like, entrance songs or whatever. I'm not going to lie. That's like a low-key dream as a wrestling fan. Like, I love everyone entrance music. I love just everything with entrance music.
Seems like it keeps getting bigger and bigger every year, too.
And I'm like, bro, what the, like, I can't do nothing this weekend. I'm just staring at the TV. I'm like, all right. Like, I might go to work. I'm at that point.
At least you get to be home. I'm going to be at work all
That's
weekend.
True.
I'm
That's true.
I'm going to take some extra days. And let me say this. He didn't, like, tell us, like, 3 weeks, you know, when he got the information. He literally sprung it on us last week and was like, oh, hey, I got this for you. I've known for 2 weeks, but...
I didn't say all that. I definitely did not know for two weeks.
It was definitely that. It was like, I had it for a couple weeks, but I didn't know. What you mean you didn't... You could have told us.
I couldn't say
that. We could have helped you make the decision.
But yeah, it's still a tender subject, as you can see. Yeah. But we on the way. But I wanted to start off, man. Like, I want to go back to the early days before we even go to, you know, how they got here. Because, like Drew said when we started, we've known these dudes since high school, or at least for me. I don't know about Drew, but...
We sort of
since
knew middle school. He, like, defected on us.
Memorial Park legends, I guess we could say. But, yeah, we've known each other for years. I mean, me and Sean really just got back in touch, but 2019. And, and I've just been with Sean the whole time, pretty much. Same with Zach. I don't even get to tell people this. Zach is a state champion in here, so I mean, mm-hmm. We gotta say what's up to royalty as well.
That's right.
Oh man!
Shout out to my boys, real quick. All the DNs over at Lures.
Oh, that's right.
I've been meaning to hit up Zach a couple weeks ago because every time a Sexy Red song come on, now, man, I don't know what to do at this point. I'm like, man, should I turn it up?
So being in the industry, you would think that we would kind of come across some of this stuff before the boys, after we went on Fridays, that was our victory song. So we would go in there. I was like, man, this is some ratchet shit. And they would be going nuts, too. I was like, this is awesome.
See, I was listening to the song until I started hanging more with Zach. It was like after you won state. Oh man! So, it was one day I just wanted to celebrate Zach winning state. So we chilling. He's like, "Can you take me home?" I was like, "Bet, got you." Whole ride to his crib. We both in there, volume all the way up. I'm like, man, I didn't expect my son to be like this. Whatever, fuck it.
That's Zach for you, though, man. Yeah. Like, that goes, you know, personally, this is my first time actually in person seeing Sean since high school. Like, I haven't seen him since. Like,
we've been really close to each other many times.
But at the same time, we haven't. Yeah. Like, because I haven't in person. You know how social media gets you, bro. Like, you feel like you, like, know someone through social media. And Sean's one of them people because we converse. We'll comment on each other's stuff. We'll like it. But Zach, obviously, you know, I said this on social media a couple times. A lot of people just know Zach, lead singer at Downstate, you know. But I know Zach a little bit deeper than that. This man, at one point, I thought would be in the MLB. People don't know, man, this dude was a stud on the baseball field, our team captain. So, like, you know, going back to those days, you know, reflect on our days at Southside on the baseball team that led you to being the lead singer for Downstate.
I pretty much was a leader on most of the teams I was on growing up. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really easy. And it's – there's a saying that I'm going to butcher real quick, but it's like – sometimes, like, a herd needs somebody to be get you in any direction, and sometimes it's just the loud, confident dude that'll start in any direction. So I don't know necessarily that I was the best to do it, but I was the first to do it when it needed to happen. So I've kind of done that for forever, and for whatever reason, I don't have a lot of shame. if you see me, like, do karaoke or whenever I drink, there's not a lot of shame or embarrassment. Being up on stage all those years is also a lot. That's my shit, man.
Do you remember any of your stats at all?
Oh, man.
I remember you going yard a couple times. Yeah. I don't remember how many times, but a couple home runs I know in that senior year.
I was pretty good. A couple all conferences, sophomore, junior year. I had 7, I think, as a junior, and I tore up my ankle playing. Supposed to be in bodybuilding, and I was hooping.
I remember that.
Hooping in the gym.
Sound like every Southside kid.
It was great, though, because when he did that, I got to just wheel him around in a wheelchair all day. So I got out of school for, like, the whole day, just pushing him around.
The best job.
You took full advantage of that.
I was horrible at sports, but I found ways to use his sports to my advantage. Man, as the doctor.
Don't discredit yourself because you were a leader with us on the football field as well.
I was a little too skinny.
Oh, man. Man, listen, I was a little too short. So,
so, I was all the way around. And
that's pretty much how me and Sean had knew each other, and that was just strictly off of football. And Zach is just, like I said, it's always been, well, hell, middle school, just period.
Yeah, for sure.
And these guys have always been, I don't want to say class clowns.
Zach, yeah.
If you see him, you know they're in the hallway. I'll probably see Zach saying what's up to everybody, or like, you don't even know that kid right there. And they probably looked at him like, who the fuck was that guy? Well,
I've always had this, like, besides when you get, like, in confined spaces and it's, you get on the other side of my wall, I think everybody should have a good day at all times. Always. I think that life is a lot easier if there's just a, you attack it in a different form. And sometimes it's as easy as just like, hey, man, how you doing? And I don't know who that person is. It's like, shit, they walk away and go, who the fuck is that guy? Or they're like, shit, better now.
Right. I feel pretty good now.
Zach's favorite word is morale.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know how many times I've heard that man say, this is a morale thing. We're doing a morale thing.
Yep.
And it typically does work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that saying hi to someone just randomly, it could save their life. I mean, you don't know what they're going through that day, and you know, that's a pick me up. Like you said, should change your whole day around.
So I want to get to how you guys got, because like I mentioned, we know y'all before the music stuff, but I do remember sometimes in the hallway somebody leaving choir class a couple times, singing very loudly in the hallway, showing off their voice. I know that might have led to being possibly the lead singer of one of the hottest bands, but I want both of y'all to talk about how y'all got into, you know, the creation of Downstate. How did all that come together? When did y'all start?
Well, I was next door in the band room, so that kind of worked out pretty well.
So you heard him. You heard him and was like, all right, who is that? That guy can sing, right?
Well, they had the band before. I was the new addition. What, freshman year?
Yeah, it would have been right before you got your whip.
Yeah.
We'd been together for a while, and it wasn't because of that. It definitely helped.
Yeah. He was the driver, the chauffeur.
Truck. We could put all the shit in the
back. Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a little sneak on Sean is he's a part of like 3 or 4 state combos at Southside, too, that never will get – accolades over there, but he won state a few times as a performer, as three piece and a four piece, and they just that's pretty neat. And
they kind of dusted.
That was cool.
And it was our drummer at the time, Jethro, was in that, so it was just me and Jethro playing together on literally everything.
And they've known each other since they were kindergarten.
Since I got a picture of me, him, and another one of our buddies from like third grade, and we're all like. Big old nerds.
You remember the kid that has the frog voice in Little Rascals?
Yep.
That's Sean, that man.
Me. I had a mullet, man.
Oh, wow.
But to be fair, it was like, you know, the early 90s, so it was weird to have a mullet. To be fair. And now the mullet's back, but they got these weird mullets. I don't get what that is.
You've had some like interesting hairstyles over here. I will say that you've had some hairstyles. Like, even on my phone, if Sean calls, you definitely see him as a kid with a mullet, right?
Yep.
People actually like
by a tree, like.
It was one time I was I had my phone down and Sean actually was calling me, and somebody's like, "What the fuck? I got this random white kid." I was like, "No, it's not what you think. It's my lawyer."
Your lawyer's a fucking leprechaun.
Yeah. Like, why you got?
Speaking of lawyers, you got an odd text last week, didn't you?
I get several odd texts every minute of my life.
Last Wednesday, you got a weird text from Drew. And you called him immediately.
Oh, my God. I thought this motherfucker was, like, in a chase. This man, so he learned a lesson, which is don't call me and say I need to talk to you right now. Because that immediately jumps to you just shot someone.
Sound legit.
That's my line of work, man. You can't do me like that.
So, well, it was about damn, I'm mad, man. He broke this up. Cause I felt bad after I did it.
I was having a nice fucking date night, eating some goddamn pasta, just enjoying myself. And now I think, oh, good. Now this, okay.
Okay, man. Let me get. So we're about to record, and we were talking about the live show that's coming here to Fort Wayne. I was like, oh, damn. Let me have Sean real quick. See, like, talk about it real quick. Sean presses ignore. I was like, I should fuck with him real quick to see. Like, all right, let me see if I can just get him real quick. Like, hey, man, cops is by me right now. Need you or something like that. He calls in probably 1.2 seconds. I'm just telling Manny, man, let me just text him back. Just say I'm playing. The phone is already ringing before I get to the text. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm playing. I'm sorry. He's like, what the fuck, bro? I felt so bad afterward. I was like, man, I probably didn't use my get out of jail free card.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it because that was the fun.
So you deserved every bit of it.
And good news, you're out. So it worked.
Kept you out.
Drew sound like the little brother looking up to the big brother. I'm just playing. I'm like, man, you really got. He was about to beat you.
Yeah, I hope I don't get into nothing right now because I'm screwed if Sean don't answer by that third goal. Like, dude, listen, I'm really about to get locked up, bro.
Obviously, things are taking off for y'all, right? Like, you guys, I remember, and I know this album isn't on streaming. I know y'all got a lot of problems with that, but I remember the early days, like the video of Take It to the Line. That's one of my personal favorite songs and videos. I don't know how y'all, I can't remember what kind of like camera y'all use, but it felt like a home, like felt like real, like a home video.
It was, so that's why. we had like one of those little, like the mini tapes, I think it was, or it might have been, we might have moved up to like the flash drive thing, like the little SD card. And I would load it onto my laptop and just, I had iMovie?
It was,
jeez.
And I sat in Justin's spare room for like 3 hours. I was like, don't talk to me. And I just edited for like 3 hours and I just came out and I was like, we have a music video.
Yeah, shout out to Justin, by the way, man. I know he's not here, but we share one extreme interest, and that is Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. We both can talk about ninjas. We both love Ninja Turtles, so shout out to Justin. But around then, like, did y'all know, like, I want to know the moment y'all knew, like, man, we could, like, something could happen with this. Like, we actually could end up being, you know, like a legit, like, real star rock band. When did y'all know that?
When MTV reached out for us to do Bully Beatdown, I was like, okay, this is a little bigger. Like, and then two of our idol, like, singers, Sahaj Ticketon, he actually moved into town because of a girl seeing him at a concert. Now they're married, they have a kid, and he came across us by happenstance, and I guess the Bear kinda at the time was looking out, saying, hey, there's a young group out here you might want to check out. He saw us, liked us, and then from there, we did that six-song EP that then went to that self-titled that we are working on getting that back, by the way, either re-recording that. Or that's stuff that we
I
wrote.
I got No One on it, too, right?
Yeah.
No One,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I wrote that in senior year of high school, so I want that one back real bad. There's a few that we both really want back, so if we're going to do that, then might as well have them all back. But MTV reached out. That was cool, being on TV, like, and just graduating high school, like that was that was awesome. But like MTV, once they did that, WWE, Jim Johnston at WWE was like, hey, I like that sound, can they do something for me? And that ended up being I Came to Play for The Miz.
Tell me what that experience was like, WWE, Jim Johnston reaching out to you guys and being like, hey, you know, we want you guys to do this stuff for us. What was that like?
Okay, so for me as a humongous wrestling fan, it was awesome. But I'm going to skip forward to like three or four songs in advance. Like, we mostly work through our producer. We didn't really talk to him unless it was on a conference call, and it was just him being super weird and saying, this is exactly how I want it done, which was fine. But there's the fourth time I did a run of Broken Dreams for Drew McIntyre.
And yes, it does exist.
It does exist.
Somewhere.
It
we was, don't have it, though.
It used to be on YouTube.
I don't know. It definitely used to be on YouTube. Maybe for a second.
What's funny is we're not sure if that was us or not.
No.
Got you.
It could be.
Got you.
There's a very good chance, but we're not sure.
So, you know, at Southside, what we like to do is get into highly intense sports conversations.
Yep.
So I was very intoxicated over at my boy Trevor's house in his basement until, I don't know, 5-6 in the morning, talking about how great T.O. is and how underappreciated he is as a wide receiver. And it's like, just because he has this big personality, people don't realize that he's a fucking, he's good.
Facts.
Number two, probably all time behind Randy, in my opinion. So anyways, I'm getting heated about this with some dipshit that I don't hang out with anymore. And I go home and I'm like, yeah, I won that. So I go to bed and the sun's coming up and I get a knock on my door, and we're all, as a band, we're living together. I get a knock on the door. My brother comes in. He's like, hey man, you need to answer your phone. I said, okay. So I roll over. It's like, hey man, it's Jim Johnston with WWE. And I go, fuck off. And I hung up.
Oh shit. This is real. This is a real thing.
Oh shit.
This really happened.
Oh.
So I go back to sleep. I'm so hungover. And my brother comes knocking. He goes, yo, that's Jim on the phone. He needs you for a song. I was like, hey, oh my God. And I'm apologizing and being a little bitch. He gets me out to Sweetwater that night, and I'm hoarse as shit because I'm not quiet at all. So I'm conversating about that. All that football stuff has ruined me for this. I go out to Sweetwater. I do something decent enough where they're like, hey, we're going to use it for a week and then we're going to sell it in your magazine, but like, we're definitely going to look at other options on this one. So they that was never said out loud, but they definitely went that route. They used it for like a week. I had fun. It's a cool tune. I like him as a performer. I wish that we would have got it for a long time, but that was a no. The one thing that we're better about now with working with them was like, hey, like now isn't good, but we can get out here then. And we did that down the line. But we're also really good about like, hey, you need this done right now. We'll get it done in a couple hours. So I don't stay up till
Ziggler was.
Yeah.
The second time. So I'm in Bloomington and it's like a Saturday at like 11 o'clock or something. And I get a call. I'm over at my neighbor's house, like in my apartment complex. We'd been getting after it for a few hours, and I get this call, and they're like, hey, it's Saturday. They need for Monday night Raw this new version because we're not doing the rap thing, and the perfection thing's gone. It's gone now. Oh, and I was like, huh? So they're like, we need you to do something else. It's this, but you have to do it now. And so I'm like, okay, like, what do you want me to do? They're like, just do some harmonies and stuff and just figure it out. Like, okay. So my ass thinks I'm hilarious and do all these like Motley Crue, like super high harmonies. I'm like, they'll cut that out. This is for me to bother the producer.
Inner Vince,
made
Vince
me go
Neil.
To my kitchen studio and cut this thing at midnight now on a Saturday. So I'm blasted and I'm just like, wow, like all these dumb things. Monday night rolls around, they're all there. That is the song that you heard until very recently. He loved those ad-libs.
I know you did.
Oh, like, I loved it. I thought it was the funniest thing in the world, but I was like, they're not going to do that.
Just even on his new entrance now, I can hear you, and I'm like, man, the Dushan was having too much fun singing.
Well, yeah, I was like, well, it worked the last time. Why not do it again?
Go back to back.
Yeah, it's back to basics, man.
So, since all this been going on in, the last, 3 years, man, how has things been feeling for y'all? Does it seem real, or does it just seem like, okay, just whatever?
I gotta be honest, my ego went up a little bit, but I felt for, 20 years that this is where we should have been the whole time. We work 9 to 5s since this thing started. Unless we were on the road, we were either in school or working. So it just feels like whatever they've told you about, getting on TV or whatever was kind of bullshit, unless you own your shit. And once we got Kingdom, we've anything we do from here on out, we own everything of, and it's literally paying off to the point where we're just comfortable, and I'm the happiest I've been easily for the last 3 years of my life. My everything else that I'm doing, I'm going up just because of confidence, and again, saying no, saying yes, doing the job, completing the job. And then being proud of our work. We're so much better now than we were. We're kind of handcuffed because we were too afraid to say no to producers in the past. I think that's a shitty idea. We got here because of...
And a lot of them will take advantage of that. A lot of them will take advantage of your hunger. You're young. You want to try to get your name out there. And I'm sure a lot of that was probably happening.
A little bit, but they also probably wanted to get the job done. And we were too afraid to say, no, that's a bad idea. This is what I want to do.
Right.
So anymore, Sean and I will just cook by ourselves. My brother will give us this fucking awesome thing, or Sean will create this awesome thing, and then we just get in the lab either on our own or together, and they know that's a good idea, and then we're confident enough to tell each other, hey, maybe do this here, boom. And then we've done some stuff for these indie some indie wrestlers for some jobs now, and I mean, it's some of the best stuff that we've written together in ever. And that's brand new. This is within a month that we did that. So a little bit of recency bias, but these songs they're coming, man.
I think we're having fun again with it. The problem that I ran into when we were doing it full time all the time is that, it takes the fun out of it. Now it's your full time job, and I always wanted to write music because that's what I love doing. It's art, and writing wrestling songs is kind of like a weird art form, but. it feels good to write this stuff. This is what I love doing. And so we kind of got away from that, when it becomes a job, and that sucked for me. I guess it made it real hard to feel real good about the product that I was doing. And then, we took pretty a long break in there. We were still writing stuff. I went to law school and I was out west. And so, I wasn't around. We couldn't just sit down in a room and whip out a couple guitars and just riff. But we were still writing back and forth. With email, it's made everything so much easier where you can, you can send things back and forth. You got an idea, you send it. Somebody else can send it back. You can edit that, send it back. And when I moved back, we jumped right in. And so this album we've been working on, some of this stuff, some of these riffs, some of these songs are from when I first moved back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And, some of them hold up better than others, and some ideas are better than others. And now that we've had some more time to keep writing, I think we've got some really cool stuff, but it's fun for me again. Yeah. I like doing it again. And I think I had to kind of take a step back to figure that out. So
that's awesome. So speaking on the indies, how much interaction do you have with the superstars, in building their entrance and their songs and everything like that?
We do a pretty basic template for the people, for whoever wants the song. Hey, what do you want your character to show? Who do you like as a performer? Where can you draw from books, from comic books, from actors, from other wrestlers, where can we draw from to try to find, your character and what you're trying to say? And the easiest and funniest thing, I kind of think that I was meant to do this specifically in downstate is without being mean, sometimes we got to help them. Their art is what they do in the ring, and our art is being able to bring that out of them a little bit. And I know kind of what they want to say more often than how they're able to give that to me, send that to me. So often we'll get the idea and we'll go, I think this is what they mean. And then we bring it out from them. But most of the time it's something simple. And the last two wrestlers that we've worked with have sent us pages of stuff on what they want to say. And it makes our lives a lot easier because we end up not having to write as hard because they'll give us gold in there that we can now work around. And it ends up half the time being hooky. Yep. So they help us a lot more than they're aware of. It's been awesome. We're getting, it's really, really cool. The latest one we did was for a female, and we're so happy. We still have Britt Baker, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But the more we can get everybody to show that we can do more than just this, you know, badass rock thing, and we're bridging out. We got some rap songs in there. We'd like to get some more poppy stuff going as well. But like this girl one, man, it's really broaden the horizons. I can't wait for everybody to hear it because it's dope.
So I've heard Zach rap.
Oh, okay. You heard me rap.
I don't, have I? I was going to ask, yep. Who's the better rapper out of the two?
Who? You ever heard I Came to Play?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
What else do you need from me?
But Zach can spit too, though. Zach got some bars from back in the day, so I just wanted to... wanted to check in. I mean, I know Sean got bars, though. I came to play. Let's go there, too, because I wanted to bring that up, because I'm assuming that's when it became, this is what we're going to do. The Miz is blowing up with I Came to Play, because I think that, and I think y'all agree, that was when things really took off with I Came to Play.
I remember being real confused because it was basically the Bully Beatdown theme, and then I Came to Play, and I'm like, am I a rapper now? Like, is that what I do?
Is that the title?
I'm rapping on MTV, I'm yep. rapping on WWE, and I'm like, this is not where I saw my life going. I mean, you guys know me. I'm not exactly the one that you would think, that guy's going to be a pro rapper when he grows up.
Pro rapper.
And yet, yep. here we are. I've rapped on song. We have a song with Snoop Dogg, and it's just okay. That's fine.
That was even a funny moment. Life.
We threw it back for I wrote something for Buddy Murphy, and I was like, Sean, dust off the mic real quick.
Sunshine, we called me, and that's a large portion of my life.
That song hits too, man.
Yeah, that song does hit. Secret MC No More Sunshine on was on the track.
Since we still speaking on songs, man, are y'all ever going to get y'all credit for Seth Rollins' entrance?
Who knows?
Oh, no.
Well, what's funny, though, this has worked for us before. Mm. You may remember a wrestler named Zack Ryder,
yes, sir.
Who is now Matt Cardona. So we go way back with him. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the same thing that we did there. I think I'd come home from Bloomington, and we'd been getting hit up on probably MySpace or something. I think it
was still Twitter. Was it?
It
was still Twitter.
They're like, you guys got to cover some song, cover a song. And we were like, let's do O Radio. And so I did like a Killers bass line, like the band. And so we did like this kind of rock version of it and put it up on YouTube. And then
got DM'd within a week from Ryder. It's like, hey, can I use it on my web series? I was like, hell yeah. And when we were doing Dolph's out in LA, I was showing the guys like, hey, dude, this dude's hilarious. And we watched his whole, I think it was 100 episodes. We watched consistent. I love the dude to death. I used to put a headband on when he would wrestle on ACW. I'm a big fan of this dude.
Yeah.
So he reached out to my brother who runs the account and said, hey, do you guys mind if I use... And we're like, well, we don't have any. We covered it.
Go ahead, man.
It's yours. So he ended up using it, and within 2 years down the road is when he was like, "Hey, I'm taking a last ditch effort in WWE. I want to use your guys' song. Can you guys re-record it? Because it was a super shitty bedroom recording.
On a desktop that shut down every four seconds.
Man.
Old Fruity Loops. Yeah, the new Fruity Loops we still use.
Very illegally downloaded Fruity Loops where you plugged in like little chili peppers to make your beats. Fruity Loops.
Just full circle this, though. Matt Cardona on Collision last week re-debuted our song When the Lights Go Down, which he didn't tell us about, so we just gotta to find out the way so everybody else did. Yeah, it's just like, hey, you guys' songs on TV.
I messaged both of y'all at the same time. I was like, hey, yo, y'all see this?
It's like, no, I didn't.
Yo, because like the pop of that song, it was just like, oh, I never felt like that pop.
Yeah.
Like, I think the first time he introduced it, it was really fast, I guess you could say.
Sure.
But this one where you felt the energy of the crowd, you felt his energy just walking out. So I was just like, oh, that's dope. So that's what I was like, let me message these dudes, hope they seen it.
Yeah. When he first debuted it, he was doing these really small arenas because he was jumping back into the indie scene. This is before he became like, you know, called the
Indie God.
So he was playing kind of smaller, weird venues, and so the first time it played, it was like super quiet, like on a weird speaker on a stick.
Well, somebody's camcorder.
Yeah, and now, I mean, the man is—he's big. So you know, now you hear it.
He's
so
in there with their biggest star too, which is. Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if that's going to continue or if that was just a one-time thing. It's got a lot of traction on YouTube. And that song, he's pushed that, like Sean is saying, every indie he goes to, he's used that song. Same thing we did with Cody. Same thing we're doing right now with Nick. That dude takes it everywhere and promotes it better than we ever could. And then for him to get it back on TV, some shit, I wrote that at the Sutton Field House.
Wow.
Yeah. So like.
Wow.
I missed that place.
Yeah, man. Man.
I don't miss the ceilings that caved in, but it's cool.
There was an evening with a lovely lady with the ceiling caving in on me. So oh, wow. That was a we're good to
sounds like a great time.
It was fun.
So speaking of Cody, I mean, look, I'm a big fan of his right now. What was that like? Yeah, you like the shirt. What was that like?
Go ahead, Sunshine.
Which portion?
Oh, let's just start from the beginning.
So pick a spot.
We were like not, I mean, this is when we were kind of just hanging out, writing songs, just to write songs. I mean, we're
dead.
We weren't doing anything. And Cody leaves WWE. So Justin's like, I think Cody posted something.
He posted something. I saw it on Twitter and I said, we should reach out.
So we did.
Yeah.
So he sent us a couple ideas. This is actually where we get the template idea for Indie Guys Now, because it's exactly what we did for him. Hey, do you want us to take a crack at it? You know, we've done a few in the past. He's like, yeah, man, let's do it. And gave us kind of an idea. We sent one back. He said, cool, I like it. Zach and I drank, I think, 6 boxes of wine over a course of like a 3-day. We just never left a basement in Waynehill. We just sat there and just couldn't figure it out.
Desperation and hunger brought out the best of us too. And we had people kind of around us at all times, but they were blurs. While Sean and I were just like, no, this, there was a specific line that I fed to Sean. He's like, hey, you're an idiot. How about you do it this way? And it was funny as hell. I'm just drunk enough where I'm laughing like that. And he goes, if you say it this way, which is the, what line is that you flipped for me? I can't remember right now.
You guys probably know the lyrics better than we do.
Yeah, I don't remember any of my lyrics when I get on stage.
The curtains and the lights go up?
No, I can't remember. It'll come to me and I'll shout it.
You took it all away, I give it all away.
Yeah, you took it all away. So I initially had it the other way. I give it all away, you took it all away. And he's like, you're an idiot. I was like, okay, thanks, Sean.
Thanks for encouragement.
No, just flip them. And it means so much more.
Yeah,
fuck it. I give it all away. And it's just like when he did that, and it gave me goosebumps again, when we did it down in the basement. I'm just like, yeah, that's hot.
Because you got to remember, this isn't, you know, this isn't the Cody that we're talking about today. This is, you know, he's got released.
Fresh.
He's going to go wrestle somewhere.
And I'll never forget the reaction I had when the song first came out. And I was just like, damn, why Cody leaving WWE now? Like, the song is nice. Like, I don't think he should have left around that time, but I love how the way he built it over the years.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, he was at New Japan Wrestling. Yep. He was in TNA. And then, I mean, to stop the AEW, it was like, yo, this is dope.
All of their Mania pay-per-views, he took it to all of them. And like Ring of Honor when he became their champ. But All In, taking it there. New Japan was dope because that's the first time we broke that market ever. Mm-hmm. And now we have a bunch of songs there.
There was something where I think it's like 5 or 6 like main event type things.
Yeah.
That song has been used now. It's like every major company is used. I mean,
we were there baseball
when
games.
AEW started. Mm-hmm. Like, we started with AEW. We were basically the first music at all in that company.
Sledgehammer to the Throne. That pay-per-view was dope. And I'm hungover. Sean's in the... He's down at our dining room table, and he's just like, hey, Zach, like, something cool happened last night, and it was that big Cody sledgehammer. I was like, man, he's going for it.
Yep.
He's really going for it. I think that's 5 years ago now he did that.
That was before COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, it's been a long time now.
Man, and it was like off to the races from there, and then everybody really, when he did that, everybody really started listening to the song, and the play started going up, and it was like, okay, we got something here. And then getting Britt, the first female there, that's super important too. She really, really digs her song. And it's really, really cool. I hope to see her on TV again soon because she's.
I'm gonna say it's been a while since we've seen her.
Yeah, I've kind of researched that a bit. I'm like, is Britt like hurt or is it just
not really sure what's going on there? But it's sometimes that's the best thing to go away for a little bit to,
until they figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully we see her soon.
So you know, to kind of put everything into contrast. So obviously you guys are big right now. But, like, obviously, where do you go from here, right? Like, you just continue the same formula and just kind of, hey, like, let's play today. Let's see what we can come up with, like, because it's been working so far. I mean, it's obviously working, but where do you guys go from here?
We have a new album. We have the first half of it done. We've been working a lot more. Actually, we did something for Chris Van Vliet, did his theme song. We just so happened to meet him in at Mania last year and just kind of shot the shit with him and got cool with him. And then he reached out and said, hey, when do I get a song? I said, bet, like, let's just do it real quick. So
you did his podcast.
Yeah. And then got to do his podcast last summer and just keep networking. I'm very excited about this weekend. Cause Sean and I, this is what, like, the other guys might not have understood it when we were super young, but Sean and I were really good at the other part of band being a profession, which is getting out there. And it might seem like you're just drinking with the guys after a show, but no, man, that's how that's how you relate to these people. That's how you get back in this venue. That's how they talk to other people about it. My music could have been shit that night. It's Tuesday.
I had a beer with Zach last night, man. We had a great time.
Yeah, like, absolutely. You know? That's half of what it was. And tooting the horn a little bit, but we were kick ass on the road. It was really tough. And we would say right before we would go, I would do the same huddle I did in baseball with the guys before we took the stage. Every night I said, make them follow us. Dare them. And then we got to one point, we were out on our last tour, and the headliner started flipping us. They started going on before us because they didn't want to go on after us.
Of course, I don't want to go on after us.
That's right. Talk your shit, Sean. Talk your shit.
Hey, we'll go on real quick. And like they're like, we can't follow that, you know. We're going to go on, and then you guys take the spotlight and shut it down.
Yep.
Keep up.
Right.
I mean, I sweat out all of our clothes every night, man. I was drenched.
Dude, living in a van with that dude.
I watched a couple of you guys' music videos. Are you sweating, like, from start to finish?
Pretty much.
So, like, 14 shirts in one shot?
No, I used to just
only own three.
Yeah, I used to unbutton them. So when we would park at our home, which was a Walmart parking lot on tour, we would just hang them out.
Classy.
And I had gym shorts and I had my stage clothes. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it, man. And I'd rip out the crotch on these from being so active, and I had big thighs, man. I would rip this out every night, so I had to start wearing tights underneath it because the goods were coming out often.
Were you always a really strong power kick guy, or did you develop that while on stage?
Big Van Halen fan, man. David Lee Roth was really big to me and my dad growing up.
Oh, yeah, man. Just
cheerleading moves the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like the smell of a van 2 weeks into a month-long tour.
Oh, man.
Sure, was very much like our high school team bus on the way to the games.
It's something.
Think of it this way. If we had played a game every day for two straight weeks, and then you got on the bus, but also you slept there, and the bus ride was 14 hours every day, that's what that smelled like, dude.
It smells strong.
So one of our old tour vehicles that we had, we ended up
the
giving my
van.
Sister so she could use it. And she had that thing for like 8 years or something. And still, when she got rid of it, she's like, I can still smell something. Like, he just lingered in this thing.
I'm a big fella.
That poor
a piece of you stays right there.
Hey, that's worth some money now, though, hey. Oh,
God.
This smells like Zach Call.
Probably totaled it.
Probably.
She's a good driver.
What's crazy is you guys describing like being on tour and stuff, it resonates with the movie. You guys seen Grind, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what, like, I'm imagining you guys.
Sweet Lou.
Sweetly, exactly. Sweet Lou. Chili, 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 chili.
So there was a secret in this Sequoia. There was a secret compartment. So Sean and I did all the driving on these tours for like 5 of the 6 years.
Which is great.
It was awesome. It's therapy in the morning for either of us. It was really, really cool.
It was like the 3 to 8 a.m. slot. I was really good at that one. Yep. The sun comes up. Loved it.
And I was weird. I don't get hangovers. I wake up in the morning and I go. And it's like, time to go. We're going to drive. I get the first shift, 4 to 6 hours. Let's go. It's awesome. for whatever reason, somebody wanted to help one time. So Sean and I are like, bet. We're going to hide in the back here. There were secret compartments. And Sean, Lawyer Sean, had...
I was not Lawyer Sean.
He was not Lawyer Sean yet.
He made that known. Yeah,
these compartments were perfect for hiding half...
Gotcha.
So Sean and I are laying in the very back of this Sequoia doing nothing illegal, Sean, at all. But when we showed up to this venue, and it was a very fun evening for the both of us. I don't think we drove after that show either.
Oh my God. It's not like a long evening. That's what the fuck he said.
Dude, every evening was long.
Man. Oh, man.
Really? Seen Sean doing the Cupid Shuffle in Louisiana.
Oh, the Fear, Loathing, and Shreveport.
There it is.
Yeah.
I would have paid to see that video.
I swear. Dude, he's getting it, man. Damn. He got the boogie back.
Man, my big question is right now, because I think it's been about 3 years since you guys did a live performance, man.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for COVID.
Huh?
Right before COVID.
Yeah, and that was at Three Rivers Festival, and I'm still mad at you guys, because one... I remember seeing Zach there. I'm like, hey, what's up, baby? Hey, he gave me that little handshake and then walked off. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just stay here for another hour and just chill. And then Sean tells me, like, hey, man, you know, you could have came back there with us and just sat down. Mind you, it's 90 degrees outside.
It was terrible.
And I'm like, since then, I'm like, man, when these dudes going to perform again, man? I need to just go out there for that energy, man.
Was that NSYNC night?
Yep. You sure? Yep.
You sung.
We've done one show since then.
You said 90 degrees, and I was like, I know exactly what year that was. Because that was when House to House went to Headwaters Park as well, wasn't it?
I think so, yes. Yep. Dude, I just remember that show, the first two songs, I was like, oh, I'm so sweaty. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped sweating.
Yep, you ran out of sweat.
And then just played for an hour.
I got no spit.
Right? And I don't know how you're alive.
My brother's a bigger fella as well, and he did not handle that show very well post show. It was he was about to pass out. He rocked his ass off, man. But he
that's the thing. Like, I remember watching him that day, and I'm like, man, he just like he in his own little zone, man. He just feeling it. No, now you're saying, I'm like, no, he's hot as fuck right now. He wants to go off the stage.
He wore that leather jacket out though, like an idiot.
90 degrees, man.
So it's 90 degrees. It's like 6:30 in the summer. So, like, these lights, these parkans that are just 150 when they get on you, don't need to be on. And they're on. And they're on.
They I'm thinking I'm tripping this whole time because I got an image of him in a leather jacket. I was like, no, he ain't in a leather jacket.
He's in a leather jacket when he came out. What a badass.
I had the fog machine on. I hate when they do that. It's like fucking 100 degrees, they turn the fog machine on. Like, come on, bruh. I swear.
You're like breathing it and it's like, smells like weird waffles. You know,
hey, Justin said he had to dress the part though, man. He's a fucking rock star. Yeah, damn it, I'm throwing up.
He had the hair down like he was in ECW in the 90s, bro. It was awesome.
Hell yeah.
He doesn't like being seen on stage, so he just wears sunglasses and the hair, and then it's like he's not up there.
He was just hot as shit out there, and I'm just looking back on that day. I'm like, man, that was a lot going on.
Hell yeah. So
what movie was that when you put the sunglasses, Big Daddy?
Yeah.
When he put the, I'm invisible now.
Big P on
the, invisible.
What's your name? We'll write it on the wall. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, we kind of reaching that mark at the moment, man. But before we go, like, definitely appreciate y'all for coming by. One thing I meant to say this, like, middle of here, like, also, you guys gave me my first opportunity, man. It was my first music video opportunity.
Nice. Mm.
And I will always appreciate you guys for that 2 seconds of fame.
Hey, you better set up an IMDb page, bro. IMDb.
This man sent me a whole clip and was like, bro, look, I'm on a music video. It's like midnight. And I'm like, Drew, what are you doing? I think I was drinking. And I'm like looking at the text message and I'm like, why is he sending me? So I click on it and I'm like, this man's in a whole music video.
He's an actor now.
I watched the whole thing and I'm like, wait, he was only in 2 seconds of that thing.
But it was an important 2 seconds.
It's very important, man.
That's iconic.
It turned the tide.
He thought he was the biggest star in Fort Wayne at that time.
So
you should have seen the shit I was sending Sean before the video came out. I'm like, shit, yeah, tomorrow my big break, man. Sean, like, yeah, I'm sure he is, Drew.
Oh, full circle, Justin's glasses, though. So that shoot was like 10 hours. That shoot was a long day. So I kept saying, hey, continuity for all these shots. And Justin's like, well, shit, I didn't plan this out. And he started the day with those sunglasses on. He couldn't see his fretboard and shit. And we were playing. We were playing yeah. in the video for most of the shots.
And we were drinking
too. Oh, yeah. We opened the bar.
Like, dude, I think in the video they got that front flip you did in there. I'll never forget. I'm like, yo.
I probably watched that part like 40 times. Because I was like, how did he do that?
Because it was more than once. That flip was more than once.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh. Well, I did it the first time, and then somebody said, continuity. And I was like, oh, don't backfire. Continuity. Oh, man.
Then I think. You were really drinking too. That it was like a Jack Daniels. I remember you grabbing someone drinking and just putting it up. I was like, I don't know if you should.
Well,
do
I
that.
Said have some dummy ones over here, and then I didn't remember which one was a dummy one, so I just started putting them down. I was like, I can't show my face being like that was terrible.
It was a good time though. It was definitely a good time. Bitch.
That was like right post COVID, so everybody was like in prime shape for that event.
I was in prime shape, man. My hair was thinning. I was fat, man.
Oh, yours was?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Man, but no, definitely, man. Just before we get off of here, man, definitely appreciate y'all, man.
Love, man.
Definitely appreciate the friendship. I still tell people y'all are famous, even though y'all don't believe in that. Damn, I don't even know where else to go, man. Like I said, this has just been like a regular conversation, really being with y'all.
You guys still live in Wayndale.
Till I die.
Wayndale's
like, that's where all the gold comes from.
That's the next song, y'all.
Yeah.
What a Machine Gun Kelly, rubbing the land till I die. No, we need that Wayndale.
I'm not being the Wayndale video.
Come on, you will.
I live in Wayndale.
But we could pull up for that one. Yeah, you live over there too. Yeah, we can pull up for that one. Oh, if y'all have us, we'll pull up.
We're just going to make a song about Wayne and Dale.
There we go.
There you go. We just flip it right there.
That'd be crazy. That'd be someone interest song Bud. Afterwards.
Wayne.
Definitely appreciate y'all for coming by, man. Hope to have y'all over. Also, hope for more success, man. I'm loving Absolutely. What y'all
Thank
doing
you,
for real,
it.
Man.
Same with you guys, Absolutely. Man. It's awesome stuff you're doing here.
Place is cool, man.
Thank you. And also, there's no date for the album, right?
No, we'll be sprinkling it out little by little, kind of might be the plan right now. We have three or four.
Friday
we have something hot coming out Friday.
Okay.
So this comes out on 4 or 5. So
yeah. Correct.
So I don't know if this will be out by the time it comes out.
It'll be Friday. I'm staring at Dedrick. It'll be out Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, cool.
And then we have more stuff ready to go.
All right, man.
So try to ride this wave of mania. And sir. While we're up here, while everybody's listening, give them some new stuff to listen to.
All right, bud.
Hey, let's go.
2 years in a row.
Thanks, Sean. Oh, man. But definitely.
Thanks,
but, I know what's coming.
Yo, so this is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Manny T.
We will get back with you soon.